Some sectors of the Cuban-American community are enthusiastic about continued sanctions, but Washington policymakers are under intense pressure from the business lobby to allow access to the Cuban market. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports that both Republicans and Democrats acknowledge that sanctions, however well-intentioned, have not worked.
The goal of U.S. sanctions is to pressure the Castro government to restore democracy. Robert Pastor of Emory University says that approach has failed for 43 years. Pastor traveled to Cuba last week with former President Jimmy Carter. He says dissidents there feel the U.S. should lift the trade embargo and travel ban if it wants to help their cause.
The issue is how to enlarge the space for the dissidents and those who disagree with the government in Cuba. I think most of them feel that direct funding from the United States government will not help them. That's what they told us when we were there. And I think they feel that a much more respectful approach to Cuba is more likely to enlarge that space.
At a news conference today on Capitol Hill, three U.S. senators, all Democrats, expressed impatience with the president's approach. Senator Christopher Dodd represents Connecticut.
Today, President Bush set forth a laundry list of actions that the Castro government must take before the United States takes even one step towards modifying a 40-year-old failed policy. By doing so, he has guaranteed that the current political system in Cuba will remain the same.
Senator Dodd called the president's initiatives to help the Cuban people much ado about nothing.
Direct mail service not likely to happen without cooperation of the Cuban government, nor the scholarship programs for Cuban students. Humanitarian assistance by non-governmental organizations is already ongoing. Throwing worn-out wallpaper on a cracked foundation just doesn't work.
Senator Dodd says that votes in both the House and Senate demonstrate that Congress is ready for a new, more constructive policy toward Cuba. The president, Dodd says, is out of step with the American public on this issue. The president also is out of step with the American business community, which has lobbied for years for an end to the trade embargo. John Kavalich is president of the U.S.-Cuba Trade and Economic Council, which tries to facilitate U.S. business interests in Cuba. Kavalich says it's impossible to estimate what the embargo costs American businesses. But the business community does know the problems it causes, Kavalich says, starting with the fact that American brand goods are all over Cuba, despite sanctions.
Anyone who has been to Cuba will see Coca-Cola, Reebok, tennis shoes, Chevrolet vehicles, Tabasco sauce, Heinz ketchup, etc. For many, many years, Cuba has obtained U.S. branded food products, for example, and clothing products and durables through third countries.
The American firms get paid for the goods, Kavalich says, but they have no control over shelf life, proper shipping and storage, things that affect quality and corporate image. He says the president's policy statement is a disappointment to American companies.
What companies will continue to try to do is to work with the administration, whether publicly or quietly, to make the transactions that are authorized more efficient so that doing business with Cuba doesn't end up costing more than the companies are making from the transactions.
Kavalich says the business community was pleased by one item in the president's address, his announced effort to resume direct mail. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.